Welcome to the 15 question pop quiz for Sukkah Daf Daled and the three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which daf do you learn that one can place a shittuv in a house that is less than 4x4 amos? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that a dof and a kumah works in the case of an itzba even if the third distant wall was a puzzle wall? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Number three, which of the one that a house that is less than 4x4 amos is putter from mezuzah and ma'aka? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number four, which daf presented three different sources for why a sukkah above 20 amos is puzzle? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn when to reveal one's averos and when to conceal them? That's on daf Pevav and Yuma. Good. Number six, which daf we malchus beisham beisul, whether one can sit in a sukkah with a table inside the house? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that a roa carib yom kippurim and lives out the year will be zocheh to live a long life and see many offspring? That's on daf Peches and Yuma. Good. Number eight, which daf did Rabbi Yoshi say in the name of Rav that the machlokas regarding the sukkah above 20 amas is only when the defanos do not reach the schach? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number nine, which daf did we learn that a sukkah 10 tefachim high with hutzim dangling within it is a dira serucha? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Number ten, which daf does Gemara discuss what constitutes a chilul Hashem? That's on daf Peivav and Yuma. Good. Number 11, which daf do we learn gadol tshuva shemagas ad kisei kavod? That's on daf Peivav and Yuma. Good. Number 12, which daf do we learn good asik will not work in the case of a sukkah because a sukkah is a dira and requires walls that are noticeable? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Number 13, which daf do we learn machos tanan whether ni'ila is said during the day or at night? That's on daf Peches and Yuma. Good. Number 14, which of the one Rebbe holds a Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva? That's on daf Pehe and Yuma. Good. Number 15, which of the one that one source of pikuach nefesh is docheh Shabbos is v'chai behem? That's on daf Pehe. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which of the one that sorrows come on the world because of corrupt judges? That's on daf Kuflametes and Shavas. Good. Number two, which of the one that carrying out Sreifa with molten lead is considered a Misa Yafa because it's less painful? That's on daf Einheim Sachin. Good. And number three, which of the one that the power of the Yetzer is evident in that only people of a generous nature gave to the Mishkan, whereas everybody gave to the Egel? That's on daf Beis and Shkalim. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.